Accession number 31446, Mr. Dennis Vision, Real 3. Now, we're talking about your time at St. George's Barracks or Shore Station at Gosport from May 47 through to June 47. Just going through, you know, what life was like there. What about in the evenings? Did you have a canteen or anywhere?
Yeah, we had a naffy.
What did that offer for a sailor?
You could get a sandwich or something to eat. You could get tea. You could get a beer, lemonade. That's as usually someone could play a piano. So if they had a piano, because not all the naffies had pianos, but it's funny. You usually find someone who can play, and so you used to sit there with a pint. You might have a sing song.
And were the games things like darts or billiards? I think it was then, or pool.
No, I can't remember ever playing darts in there.
So it was more just
just a social gathering.
And what about being allowed out into Gosport or Portsmouth?
Oh, I don't know, you couldn't go out for, I can't remember, it was 3 weeks or a month to start with. Till you could behave yourself and wear your uniform properly.
And what would you do when you went out?
Go down the pub, basically.
Where? Would you go to Gosport or into Portsmouth?
Mainly, we'd just stay around the barracks. Other than that.
And what were the pubs like in Gosport?
They were quite good. Yeah. But obviously, full of matlows.
Was there trouble in the pubs? Was it?
I've never seen any. The only trouble. Which is going on a bit. It was in when I was in the Mediterranean.
So it was all right. Were you made welcome by the local people?
Never really had much to do with them.
Would you go to service pubs? You know what I mean by service.
Yeah, you get to know. You get and that becomes your pub. So you go there. It's like you go abroad. You find a bar and you go there, and you might call in somewhere else later on, but you know, or for the odd, but you always go to, if you like, your regular, your local, and that was it.
Did you drink much?
At times, you did go a little bit over the top.
So what would over the top be? 6 pints, 4 pints, 5 pints? Well, it all depends with people, doesn't it?
It depends where you were as well, and what you've been doing. And it depends who you're with. The prime example is China Fleet Club. But
we'll come to that. Let's leave drinking to Len. So that's anything else about it. So you were just there. We're only there 6 weeks, and we don't. What anything happened while you were at St. George?
I think we went and visited battleship in the dockyard, Pompey Dockyard.
What was that like? Do you know which one?
It was a battleship. I think it was the Anson. I went on there afterwards. After I left St. George.
Was there a sort of ceremony or passing out?
Yeah.
Tell us about that then.
It was full uniform, belt and gaiters and everything, rifles, and it was marched past in columns and classes and things like that. And that was it. There's no family or friends come down to see you do it or anything like that. It was just you march past and the CO either said you're a load of rubbish or you were quite good or what.
Now you go from there, you go aboard the Anson, don't you, for a month?
Yeah.
And that's to complete your training, is it?
Yeah. That was funny, because...
Now where was she? Was she in?
She was in Pompey at the time.
And did she just stay there?
No, right. No. We went. What we termed as a round Britain cruise. we left Pompey. Where does it go? We went to Falmouth. We went to Swansea, Aberystwyth, Newcastle. County Down, Ireland. another man, Douglas, went up to Scotland, to Greenock, and while in Greenock, the whole ship's company had to march past the King, Queen, the two princesses, and salute them.
Now, we'll come back. So that's the tour. Now, what were your first impressions of the answer? Because, I mean...
it's just a bloody big boat, you know. It's be quite honest, I can't remember a lot about it. Because that might have been where I was doing lifeboat drills and all that sort of thing. But it's I can't remember too much about that, actually.
It was just big?
Yeah, it was big. As I say, just remember going round England, finishing up in Greenock, and then having to march past the King Queen.
Now, what about your training on board ship? I mean, how did that progress?
Well, you're an ordinary seaman when you... As soon as you're 18... up till 18, you're a boy seaman. Then 18, you're an ordinary seaman. And then after that, you do what to get a... I just carried on doing what I had to do. I don't know.
Gunnery training or anything?
Oh, I didn't do any gunnery training.
So really, it was just a tour.
It's just general cleaning ship and painting and all that. You know, it's, on board ship, it's more painting than anything. Chipping paint and painting it.
On the Anson?
Yeah, well, any of them.
But you don't remember the Anson very well.
No.
Now, so what? You were there. You were on her from July to September. You weren't on long, you know.
Yeah. And I went to the Superb, I think, after that.
That's right. You got to the Superb in late September.
That was in Portland, and funny experience there. Fell over the side.
Now, hang on. let's take things. I will come to. Now, what were your first impressions of the Superb when you joined her?
She's not a big boat. She's a big cruiser. She'd run the heavy cruisers, and but she was never known as a Superb. It was always a Super B. And so it's. But generally, I think I started doing a bit of torpedo training on there.
Now, why torpedo training?
It was mechanical. And having left school, gone and worked in the garage, interested in the goings and what have you, the innards of a torpedo.
Now, so tell me about the torpedoes and the training you got on them.
Well, I didn't get a lot of training on there.
So how did they start you?
They just asked you what branch you want to progress in, whether it's gunnery, quarter ratings and stewards, and you know, but basically that's when you first join up, whether you're going to become a steward, and ordinary seaman, whatever. And I think I said I'd go for torpedo.
So how do they start you? What is it to learn?
What is it to learn? Hell of a lot. You've got to learn the engine. It's a water-cooled engine, four-cylinder. You use igniters to get it going. Three igniters, mustn't be the same lot number. In case of a duff, you have one different lot numbers, so that when the hammer drops, at least one of them will fire. It's charged up with 3,100 pound the square inch air.
Which torpedo is this? 21 inch?
Yeah, 21 inch. And then you've got the warhead on the front. But we used to use, for practice, blowing heads. They're filled with water, and then when the torpedo finishes its run, the air in the torpedo blows the water out and makes it bob up and down. That's another tale I can tell you. But that was...
That's later.
That's later. And then you've got a gyro in it.
So you have to learn about that.
To keep it straight and out of, what's it? It works the rudders. You've got horizontal and vertical rudders. You've got a depth. Do it by the engine compartment. You've got a pocket underneath that for depth that regulate, you know, the water pressure regulates the depth on that, and that operates the your horizontal rudders, the vertical rudders, the gyro does. But you can also make them zigzag, do a W pattern, or just go straight. That's quite a bit.
It's quite a lot. Now, what was your mess tech like on the Superb?
That was all right. Yeah.
Just describe it.
Yeah, you know, but on there we weren't. It wasn't a specialised mess. It was sort of everyone in, because we were still training basically. It's only when you get to whatever that you.
Your proper ship.
You go in your you know, two people and go in one mess.
So what was it like? Can you give us people don't know what mess tech's like now.
Well, a mess tech is it's something like a barrack room, but you've got, instead of beds, you've got a table, and you've got two forms. A form runs each side of the table where you sit to have your meals. You have a locker at the on the ship's bulkhead, keep your tea and sugar in and your bits and pieces like that, and your mess fannies and all that type of thing. You'd
be sleeping in hammocks on the Superb.
Oh, yes.
Tell us what it was like. You told us a bit what a hammock is. What's it like to sleep in? How'd you get in it? All that stuff.
Well, hammock, on board ship, you get 18 inches of space by 6 foot odd long. It's, you stretch it on special bales on the, in the mess deck. And then normally you try and find it where you've got something you can get hold of to swing your legs up. Once you've got your legs in, you just swing your behind in and away you go. And I reckon they're the most comfortable things going. But I've never had any trouble with a hammock. And you could put, some people put stretchers in, which is, if you like, a bit of broom handle, 18 inches wide, with a notch cut in each end to keep the end of the hammock open where your head is.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to have a stretcher. And then, once you put your hammock out, you couldn't leave it there. It had to be taken down and lashed every day.
Now, was there a special way of lashing it?
Yep. Yeah, hammock lashing. It's, you started off with a nice splice with a rope which goes over the end, and then you go through and you put marlin hitches. And you have to have 7 turns on a hammock. Not 5, but 7. And you finish up, and then when you've lashed it, you lower it down off the, which is, you put up with a sheet bend, which makes it very easy to, because you just pull one and everything comes loose. And you double it up and you twist it back inside your marlin hitches, both ends. And then you have to put it in a hammock locker. Now, the general idea of this is, if you did get hit or the ship side was damaged and you walked, they can then go to that hammock store and take the hammocks out, and they use that to bung up the hole. And so and you might not have hammock to sleep in that night, you know, but I mean, it never happened to me, thank God, but it's but that was the reason you had to take it down and what have you.
Now, how did the food work on the Superb?
Food was just general messing.
Now, what is general messing? Just because I know you like canteen messing.
Yeah,
what was general messing?
General messing, where the mess deck, your mess, usually designate 2 chaps. You know, I mean, it's not, they don't do it forevermore. They might do it for a week, and then someone else will do it for a week, or a couple of days even. But they're the ones that goes to the galley to collect it, bring it back to the mess, serve it out.
So it's not prepared in any way by your mess?
We didn't touch anything. We just went up and got it, brought it back, put it on plates, boom.
And what was the food like on board, Superb?
It was good. Yeah, as I say, with food, on that one, it never bothered me. The what we used to term cooks in a mess, they did all the washing up and clearing up after the meal, and stowed everything away. But that was it. I mean, if you were old enough, you got your top.
Were you old enough then?
No, you had to be 18. No, not 18.
You were 18, by then. You had to be older than that. I forgot whether it was 19 or 21.
But anyhow, it was early in 20, because I was getting it when I was about 19, I think.
But you didn't get it on the Superb.
No. But if you were old enough, you got your top, which was one part rum, two parts water, grog. You had one chap in the mess designated as Bubbly Bosun. He'd go and get it, and he'd measure it out. I did this later on, but I'll tell you about that later. But if you didn't have your top and you was in top, you got threepence a day in lieu of your top. If you were underage, obviously you didn't get it. And the other one basically was if you were temperance. So intemperance is when you got your threepence a day.
And did they have all the traditions of gulpers, sippers, the rest of it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The bubbly bosun, he'd go and get it. He'd bring it back to the mess, and he'd put it all out in glasses, cups, beakers, whatever. Because you had a special you had a measure that was given to you, a plastic measure. And before you had your top, you'd hand it back. He'd give it to you. Then you hand it back to him as have sippers for getting it. So now for sippers, you just wet your lips. You don't, there's no, what's it? But then you add gulpers. Gulpers, normally, if someone had done you a favour, gulpers. So you take a good mouthful. And then there was obviously, I'll give you half a top for doing something, or I'll give you the top. But the sippers and the gulpers were. We used to play a lot on balls, Ludo, but we used to call it uckers. And a lot of rum went on that. if you won, you got might get sippers or gulpers, depending on how it went.
I'll come back to the games because you weren't on the Superb long, so
But on the Superb, I had a weekend's leave. And I've got my little attache case, which all Matt Lowe's had. And at that time, soap powder and all that sort of thing was still rationed. And so I'd got some, and I had it in my little bag. And we were in Portland Harbour. And the MFV come alongside to take us ashore to the jetty to go and get our trains for the leave. And I was going down the Jacob's Ladder, which is the rope sides with the wooden slats. And I got halfway down, and I got a tachy case in one hand, trying to hold on with the other one, and the rung twisted. And I slid off it. And I went in between the MFV and the ship side. So I stood a good chance of getting squashed. But I don't remember hitting the water, because I don't know if I bumped my head on the way in or what. But it must have been the air under, because I had an overcoat on at the time, I remember that. And it must have been the air under my overcoat that brought me up. And I can always remember we had a gunner, who's a warrant officer, who was the coxswain of the MFE, so to say, yelling out at me in the water, "Don't stay there, move." Now, where the bloody hell can I move to? They fished me out, took me on board. I had a shower and a wash, and everything changed. And then they let me go off on leave. But it was a very dicey day, because we did lose a chap off the Superb. He fell off the one of the duty motorboats. And they never found. Well, they found him much later, and because they anything like that happens, they auction your kit. Your kit is auctioned. So, and then money sent off to your family. And it was, you know, does anyone, how much will someone give me for this hat? You know, someone might say two bob or something, and someone say half a crown. And it was, so best price got the hat or the cap tally, or it might have a nice well washed collar, like that, you know, things like that. But yeah, we lost the bloke there. And then after that, I think I went to Chatham Barracks.
Now, hang on. Anything else you were learning aboard the Super? Just torpedo training, nothing else?
Nothing else.
And did it go anywhere? Or was it just sat in harbour?
We just did a little bit of same gunnery aboard. Not me, but I mean, we went out for exercises.
What were the exercises like? Do you remember?
No, not really. It's just cruising up and down, basically, for me.
So, it's a training ship. You're on her till December 47. You're only on her a couple of months, you know, really. And then you do go to Chatham. Now, what was life like in Chatham Barracks? Some people don't like Barracks.
No, I didn't. Very much like St George, but a lot bigger. And you've got the dockyard next door. Hell of a lot more drilling and red tape. You know, you can't walk here, you can't walk there. You always got someone shouting double, and we used to go into the dockyard for little bits and pieces and do different things, but mainly it wasn't a lot. I don't think I was in Chatham all that long.
You were. You go to Osprey, for a 1 month course. From the looks
of it. That's Portlandville.
Now, can you explain what? So it's HMS
now,
or?
I never actually went there.
So that's wrong.
Yeah.
They are wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. I never actually went to Osprey, but that was the ASDIC training school. But I went to the Bleasdale. And so I don't know if that's on there. So it might.
That is, but you've got the Scott in between.
Oh, the Scott was. No, that's right. Yeah. That was Scott was a survey boat.
Now you were on her from February 48 to May 48. Now do you remember that? Then should we do that before you do, please?
Yeah. She was a survey boat, painted white with a yellow funnel. And
what is a survey boat? Can you just explain that?
A very small boat, something like a little trawler. There's hardly any crew on board. There's only about 6-8 people on it. And we used to take a boat away, a little rowing boat, or motorboat, and we went up to...
So was it an actual trawler? Or what was it?
You did surveying. You were going out...
What I mean is, in itself, was it like a trawler?
It wasn't very big at all. It was a very small boat. But I really enjoyed it on there. We used to go out to do surveying.
Surveying what?
Depths and tides and things like that. Because, I mean, I wasn't all that brilliant. I just one of the crew. You had your specialists for doing that. You usually had one officer, one survey, stoker and Joe Soap. Was four of you on the boat, and many of the time they've stuck me in on a buoy. Is it Rochester? Is it near Sheerness? On a buoy, and with a stick, you know, marked out, and a watch, and I've had to tell them at 10 o'clock it's on 10 fathom or whatever.
So you're just standing on the buoy?
I just sit there on the buoy, and they'd go away, and then they'd come back, pick me up, and on this little boat we used to take away our own water, cook our own stuff on it. You know, you always took something so you could have a little. There's a stoker usually done that, the one who looked after the engines on the boat. But we went up Rochester, up the river, doing surveying and.
Was it mainly in the Rochester area you were doing?
Yeah, I did that, yeah.
Anywhere else you went with it?
No, didn't go anywhere else with her. We only surveyed around there. But she was a nice boat.
Why did you enjoy it so much?
Well, again, I think going out and doing these other different things. I mean, if you had to go ashore on the side of the river or whatever to do anything, well, you never got your feet wet getting out the boat to get there. The officer had to give you a piggyback. You know, I say I had to. It was a recognised thing. He's the one that got wet. You didn't. So you might have a lieutenant or someone who'd... He's the bloke. He's in charge.
So what were conditions like on the Scott? Living Scott, conditions?
A lot of cleaning, because being a white ship, as I say, she was all painted white with a yellow panel.
So tell me about how do you clean the ship like that?
Stacks of soap and water, a chipping hammer, chip the old paint off and paint it white again. We used to use caustic soda to wash it down with.
So it's just continually painting and chipping and...
Other than if... Yeah, but I used to get away a lot on the little boat going out surveying. Yeah, so...
And what was what messing system? I mean,
messing system, that was canteen messing.
Now, can you explain what canteen messing was?
Canteen messing is you prepare and cook all your own stuff. Normally, you've got a chef on board, a cook on board. So, but the mess, you go to the naffy, and you say, I want, if there's... sort of four, three or four you, you say, I want four steaks. He then arranges for your mess to have four steaks, and you give them to the, you do what you've got to do with them, you give them to the chef and say, right, cook them, I want them at 7 o'clock, and bang, that's it.
You had your own budget as a mess?
Yeah, in the mess. So if you had a good caterer in your mess, you got a suite, which might be tin fruit or something like that. Other than that, you might get a slice. If you had a bad one, you might get a slice of bread and jam. But it's a...
And did you have any favourite meals? I know food, you like all food, but I mean, because there are some famous naval meals that people talk about.
I used to like hot pot. It's a stew. And it's more so on a canteen messing, because whatever was in the mess locker went in it. If you had a tin of tomatoes, it went in. If you had a tin of celery, it went in. You do your potatoes, and you put it all in this big bowl, and you take it and give it to the cook, and he puts it on the stove and starts cooking it. But during the day, you're going in from your mess with a cup. You say, dive in, is it cooked yet? So you're drinking it like soup during, and then topping it up with water. But it used to be good.
Any other favourite meals?
Well, no, not really. I just
that was your best.
They were all I always used to eat anything.
But the food was good. Better.
Canteen messing was better than general messing.